Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to observe your quiet time with God, either as a family or as an individual. Do it daily. After that, pray more on your own as much as you can. Rebroadcast it to other people. Let what is blessing you also bless them. The Lord bless you as you do that. Then our prayer booklet is also that, authored by me or written, published by me. Prayer, a Turning Point prayer booklet is published monthly and is available both in hard copy and soft copies. If you send a token, if you subscribe with a token, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 11th day in December 2024. As usual, open your heart and heart to receive what God has sent our ways today. Be responding with amen, I receive it. Today is your day. You shall experience raw favor of God and unusual support and assistance from God's sent persons. Who is this? I prophesy to your life, every negative and evil manifestation stop in your life, spirit, soul, and body. From today, no more evil flow. Who is this woman? Bleeding non-stop. May that affliction stop right away. Someone's life, someone's job, someone's business, someone's stay is being threatened. Who is this? I heard. Pray against threats over my children. I prophesy, whoever and whatever is threatening you, God takes over the battle from you. Threatening abortion, threatening your marriage, your job, your stay in that country, your status, whatever is threatening you, all forms of threats, die now. That storm is over. You shall rejoice soon. Receive your peace back. Your fears will not happen. Then who is this? Experiencing delays. Delays in certain areas, protocols or certain persons and situations has been slowing you down. What is rightly yours is not getting to you on time. Or is it your children, your spouse, and your loved ones? I prophesy that evil protocol is hereby broken. Then who is this? One of your loved ones is held up. Someone either in the police cell, abductors, or kidnappers. I prophesy his or her release. I say be released, be let go. Your enemies will slip off, contention will break out among them, and you will be let go. All listeners, lay hands where you have pains. I want to pray healing prayers. Healing is coming for you now. I prophesy, be healed. I say be healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. Shout, I'm healed. I hear alert upon alert. Raise your phone again today. I prophesy, alert upon alert, payment upon payment, sales upon sales, you will overshoot your target. Someone is going to receive good money you never thought was there for you. Yes, you shall be remembered and be paid and be heavily compensated. Say amen if you desire what I just prayed now. It will happen soon. December 11, bomb people, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God shall give you a special birthday gift today and inspire good people to bless you seriously and substantially. Say amen. Right? Let's take the teachings and counsel. Please listen and apply this truth. First one today. Good morning, Daddy and my TPJ family. I'm a widow with 3 children. 1 married and the remaining 2 in the universities. I got a housekeeping job of 40,000 naira monthly, and I also thought of flying a car by the roadside so I can get daily money to cater for their tuition and money to do the feeding. Daddy, please, which one should I go for? Wow, I feel for you being a widow and having to cater for 2 children in the university. 40,000 naira a month in housekeeping job will be an imprisonment to you. Whatever you can do for yourself is better. frying akara, making puff puff in a good location will be far better. I once told you of a student, a self-sponsored student, frying akara on weekends and whenever he doesn't have lecture, are opposite the main gate of a university, an entrance to a university. People will queue up buying the akara from him. I was also once there to buy akara. Many will even make payment ahead for supply. He soon employed many hands with many frying points around the area, making so much money. Now, that will pay you better than being locked up somewhere earning a miserable 40,000 naira a month. Listeners, whatever you can do to be self-employed, earning decent, reasonable income is far better than a laborer's job, earning some miserable money and being kept redundant in one place for years. That's what many people are experiencing now. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, what is the spiritual implication or meaning of one's dreaming and not remember the dreams when you wake up? And what can I do to be remembering my dreams? Wow. I have taught us severally here that our lives must not be dream-driven. Instead, it should be God's word, Bible-driven. The Bible is the highest vision. Dreams can mislead. Vision can be falsehood. But God's word remains true and unchanging forever. I know many pastors, apostles, prophets, and prophetesses that are dream interpreter specialists. Please don't build your life on dreams and stop patronizing such people. If you dream and you didn't remember, and you either move on with your life or pray and anoint yourself and move on. Pray that God brings the dream back to you. If it was God that gave the dream originally, he will bring it back. But if it is not from him, then forget it. Let me say it here again. Why I don't dismiss dreams, but I say dreams are subject to demonic manipulation. It can wear a mask of someone's face to threaten, to confuse, and to deceive. That's why you hear many husbands saying their wives are behind their misfortunes. They see her face in the dream chasing them. Or many wives saying it's their husband or their mother or father-in-law, mother-in-law especially. All kinds of enmity and confusion will arise from that. Be careful with dreams. And when the devil sees that you love dreams so much, it will be bringing all kinds of dreams just to mess up one's life. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Next, good day, Daddy. I'm all grace, sir. Please, sir, is it right to marry a man that believes a woman should not have a different opinion or option to whatever he says or wants? Secondly, is it wrong for a wife to suggest that both of them contribute money together to rent a bedroom flat after wedding, since the man stays in a room where he shares toilets and bathroom with others? The man said it's an insult to do so. Wow. My daughter, why do you want to marry this kind of a man? A man that is already saying you have no voice under his roof. Your opinion does not matter. And a man that you need to contribute money together to rent one bedroom flat. Face me, I face you. One toilet, one bathroom, perhaps one kitchen for several tenants in the house. Why? Why do you see sufferings and you want to put your head there? You saw a dictator and you want to put your head under a guillotine. Some men will even hide their own, hide their true color until after marriage. But this one has shown you his own. Then what are you still waiting for? My counsel is that this is not the type of husband a woman should marry. A woman should marry a man that will add value to her life, that will love, respect, honor, and pamper her. Don't see problems and enter into it. And afterwards, you'll be praying and fasting and crying that God should intervene and help change his mind. No. Add value to your own life. Be a decent lady with a good character, a better person. A God-ordained man will locate you soon. We know when that one happened. Please, your daddy, not the means word here. I say it point blank. Or listeners, what's your counsel for this our daughter. What's your counsel for her? Send it to us. Well, we'll build more on this tomorrow. Today is the prayer mountain service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. All listeners in and around Abuja, please be there. World Lifting Conference enters its third day today. From 8 a.m. this morning, the ministers and the leaders conference we hold, it is interdenominational. It is for all in the fivefold ministries and all in leadership position. Joining me this morning to minister to leaders is Bishop Mike Bamidele. Please come. It will change your ministry. It will take you to another level. Tomorrow morning is the anniversary prayer mountain service. It will be a single service starting from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Join us real life in Dominion City, Ibadan, if you can, or join us online. And please invite others. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. I say this one deliberately and intentionally daily to build a tithing and seed sowing culture into us. Tithing and seed sowing are our covenant with God as long as we live. As it has been explained, to feed the hungry 10,000 families with raw food for at least 2 months, we take a budget of 200 million naira. Please do as much as you can. Even if you have sent before, send again. And then philanthropists among us, those who by the grace of God can donate good money in millions, in hundreds of thousands, do so. We intend to buy raw food, rice, garri, yam, oil, vegetables, and all that we need for people. But like I said, there is no force. We are not putting duress on anybody. As much as we get at a point, we will prepare and we will let all of us know. Account details for the welfare of feeding the poor and the hungry is the turning point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Those doing it in dollars and in euros should use our PayPal account. Those doing it in pound sterling should use the HSBC account in United Kingdom. I pray for every one of us today in an unusual manner. God will meet your need. The problem you help in solving in people's life will not surface in yours. You and your children and everything connected to you will enjoy the grace, the favor, and the might of God to the end of life. You are protected and you are defended. The remaining days to end this year shall be your days, happy and fulfilled. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.